The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bizarrely, many species of animals, such as the carp and platypus, lost their stomachs in the evolutionary past. The stomach is the part of the gut where the main part of digestion takes place. Glands in this organ secrete enzymes known as pepsins, which break down proteins, and strong acids that soften food and help the enzymes work. The glands first appeared about 450 million years ago, and they represent an evolutionary innovation found exclusively in jawed creatures with backbones. Surprisingly, the gastric glands that define the stomach are missing in a number of jawed vertebrates. Over 27% of all teleost fish species, the largest family of fish, lack stomachs. Primitive bony fish, such as lungfish, and some cartilaginous fish, such as chimeras, lost the organs as well. Fish are not the only creatures that can lack stomachs, though. All of the monotremes, or egg-laying mammals, such as the platypus and the echidna, also lost their stomachs during the course of evolution. The ancestors of these stomach-free species grew to depend on diets in which digestion via pepsins and acids was not likely or even possible.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.